Denny, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, gents. See, hasn't Laurie heard of Zoom? He couldn't have zoomed into this call, board meeting.
Well, let me just tell you, we've had some technical challenges with Loz previously in his overseas venture.
Not his strength, is it?
No. No, and nothing beats when he has the camera set up and it's just, it looks straight up his nose and we know about his hooter.
But he was good in Vegas. He was, you know.
Yeah, we got by, but I don't know what this trip entails. But he said I'm advancing the interests of the game, and he wants to take it to India and all these sorts of big dreams that he's got.
Yeah, Rupert Daly. Yeah,
as a ring to
remember those promises.
All right, now Souths. Jason Demetrio. I saw him walking into Heffron Park there yesterday on the news last night. So. Well, where's it at and where does it all land, Denny?
I'm sure he's happy that we had a camera waiting for him to try. Yeah. But look, it does show, though, that this was the day he was, yesterday was the day he was supposed to not have a job, right? And there he is in the bye week when Souths don't really have to be in there. He was in there working and committed to the job. And I asked Jason for an interview yesterday. He politely declined, as you could imagine. And what he is saying, though, is that he'll happily talk when things are back on track in the next few weeks. But whether that actually happens or not, I think it's, I don't know. It feels a little bit like things have just been delayed, doesn't it? Feels like if they had those, there is no question, if they want to deny interest in Mal and all that sort of stuff, there is no question there were approaches made. Whether or not it was with the direct authority of the club, that's up to the club to tell us eventually. But when people are leaking or saying things like that, you know the coach is in proper trouble, isn't he? The journos aren't making this stuff up. As much as some people might want to say that, none of this is made up, and there was a very real chance that he could have been gone. But we did say last week it was dependent on them showing some effort, and they did show some effort and commitment to the cause. And you've got to question where that's been for the last few weeks before that, you know. And look, I feel like all I've done this year is follow South. I was with them in San Diego. I was with them in Vegas. I've been at the majority of their, training or media sessions they've had this year. I wasn't there for the one where Jason shut down the presser after 27 seconds after Zach Bailey asked him a couple of questions. It was quite good theatre. But you just get the feeling that there's still more to play out here. The shadow of Wayne Bennett is hanging heavily over the club. There's talk that Russell Crowe wants him, and there's talk that other people there want Wayne. And I actually think Wayne would be open to the idea. I don't think he's gonna, you're never gonna hear him come out and say it directly, but it's the old, reach out to a person nearby him and they can have a chat, and that's how Wayne operates. So I don't think Jason's safe. Is Jason the only issue at South? Probably not. But I definitely don't think he's safe, but he's hanging tough and, he's hanging in there, but there's a lot of stuff going on at the Rabbitohs at the moment.
Danny, did you see that when you were with them overseas?
I have to be really honest. I was looking for it because we all knew how they finished last year.
Yeah,
we all knew that they nosedived, like very few clubs have nosedived in the past, and obviously, the issue of Sam Burgess's walkout was still pretty fresh.
Yeah.
But they were prepared to talk about it. Everyone except for Latrell were prepared to address it. And did I notice they were unhappy? No. Did I notice tension between players? No. Did I notice they didn't respond to Demetrio? No. But we also get a sanitized version of what's really going on. We don't get to sit with them in their team meetings or be there at every minute of every session. But I watched them train. They seemed happy enough. Jack Whiten was adding a real enthusiasm into that club.
Always good to bring in fresh blood.
Yeah, but I'm not part of that team. Like, we don't have the full access. But from what I saw, no, there didn't appear to be any major cracks. And I was, as a journo, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, 100%. So, we'll move off the Demetrio thing. So I think it's just going to keep playing out. And then, you know, where it ends, who knows. But there was another blow-up on the weekend, Des and Ricky. Look, lots being made of this. And, yeah, they probably had a bit of a ta-ta-ta. But these two have known one another for a long period of time.
I spoke to Ricky briefly yesterday. I said, mate, you're good. You know, he Ricky is a master of theatre. You know? He's different to the way like a Wayne Bennett manipulates, or he's got a touch of how Gus used to do it back in the day. Just, you know, he knew when to give a good blow up, and so does Dez. Mm. Like you think Dez has lost 1,000 games in a row now, and he's not going well. But we're not talking about that right now.
Yeah, correct.
And also, guess who Dez is playing against this week?
Manly.
You reckon he didn't want some? You know, he's not going to put. Yeah, that he's unhappy with the refs, hoping to get a better run with the refs this week. Yeah,
he wants to win this game, doesn't he?
Well, speaking of Manly, let me ask you that. Schuster, now you broke this story. Is any club going to touch him?
Eventually they will. Yeah. Look, he's one of those guys who eventually someone will be willing to take a chance on him, because we've all seen there is no question that he's got ability. Right now, I'm not going to go deeply into what's going on with him, but I think we've just got to give him a bit of space, let him find himself, sort himself out. He's got a range of issues not related to football that he really needs to get on top of, and he deserves people's respect and people's ability to just back off a little bit and allow him to do that while he finds himself. While he rectifies things in his own head, and we've just got to let him do that. And I'm not going to be one of those people who sits there and bags Schuster, because I've got a bit of knowledge as to what's going on with him, and I think he just deserves our time and respect. And I hope that, you know, we want to see him do well, because he's one of those blokes who, you know, I remember when Benji in his heyday. I'm not saying he's Benji, but used to just want to watch whatever team Benji was playing for. Mm. And Schuster's a sort of individual. You know, it's an entertainment business. He's an entertainer when he can play, and we haven't seen enough of it yet. And he hasn't, you know, fulfilled everybody's expectations or his own, but hopefully he will. And the interesting thing is there's been all this talk about a weight clause in his contract and this sort of thing, which is quite fascinating, but I've asked his management directly, and they say there is no such clause in his deal. But the journos aren't getting that story from nowhere. They're not making it up. So maybe there's an additional document or something that goes with it. I don't know, but I can't get a straight answer as to where this is coming from directly. But, you know, Manly will be in the process now of trying to negotiate their way out of this deal and trying to not have to pay top dollar, you know, for whatever happens. And we saw a really interesting situation with Zach Lomax's deal being just cancelled, which is, I didn't know you could just do that and then get out of cap obligations. Clearly you can, because the NRL approved it. So maybe Manly looked at some sort of payout not have to worry about him on their cap anymore and going forward. But I just don't know how that gets past the NRL that easily.
I think that would be because it was by mutual agreement, wouldn't it?
Whereas, yeah, well,
Schuster mightn't want to go.
Well, Schuster's not. He's been told to look around, and clearly Manly don't want him.
Yeah.
So Lomax's was, he wanted out. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out for itself, particularly with cap ramifications and whether Manly are going to have to pay another club to have Schuster playing for them. And I do think they're looking at some sort of payout.
Yeah, right. So no, that'd make sense, because if he's on contract and then it's performance clauses as they're...
We've got a massive contract.
Yeah, as they're suggesting, it's performance related or whatever related there'd be some sort of a negotiation, I'd imagine. So, hey, just back to Souths for one sec, and we forgot to ask you about this.
I thought we left him alone.
No, I thought I did too, but the other clubs and how the NRL are dealing with Luttrell and Cody, is there a bit of angst? And I forgot to ask you about that a little bit earlier on.
Sure, there is angst. I mean, I went up to Moree with Cody and Luttrell with the NRL a couple of weeks back, and they did a really positive thing for the community. But the number of clubs who have complained to me about it, and maybe I think some of them even mentioned it to the NRL, saying that, you know, the NRL, Luttrell's doing all this stuff that's not great either on or off the field with the swearing and everything else, and, you know, incidents involving other players with, you know, on the field. And they say, why is he being empowered in this way? Which I found, I really think that Luttrell's got a broader role in the game other than just to lace up his boots. And people get angry when I say that. They criticise me for saying that we should be supporting his, you know, his community-minded spirit and the fact that he does a lot of good out there. But some clubs, they won't put their names to it, obviously, but they're saying, well, he's being wrongly empowered and being made bigger than he is, bigger than he should be. I can't agree with that. And nor can the NRL, because they think that they also think he's got a greater role. But yes, he has to get the football right? That's the big thing with him. And I guess that criticism wouldn't be there if he wasn't swearing or he wasn't, hitting people with elbows and that sort of thing. So he does bring a little bit of that on himself, and I understand why there's anger, but I can't agree with that he shouldn't be empowered or shouldn't have a greater role in the game, because it's so important. And if you watch him, again, people will say, oh, you're woke or you're a lefty or whatever. But, you know, if you watch him with Indigenous kids and all kids, actually, he's the one they want to talk to and gravitate towards. And,
yeah, he is amazing with them. There's no question.
It's just incredible. And for all the stuff that he gets criticised for, and I know a lot of it is justified, I get that. But to take away an element of his life that's important to him and others is wrong.
Well, you certainly don't want him walking away from the sport. That's the thing that, you know, like he is so big in our sport. It's unbelievable. Mate, I want to just move on to Penrith. Taylan May, what's the situation? What's the latest with him now? From Penrith, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like I jinxed him a bit. I wrote something in my column about how Penrith are aware that he started a blog and showing his life. I don't even know really what a blog is, but it's a video sort of account of what he does day to day and an insight into his life. And they were watching it carefully and monitoring it and told him he's got to be careful. And I thought, okay, well, you know, good on him for engaging with the public in that way. And all of a sudden, Sunday afternoon, story breaks about him stupidly, you know, being a passenger in a car and filming and speeding and posting it. And I guess it's just another example of, you know, you've got to be aware of what you're doing on social media. And what he posted was pretty dumb, really, wasn't it? I mean, like, you don't encourage that sort of behaviour. Dumb stuff. Is it the worst thing that anyone's put on social media? Probably not. But, you know, I feel like I jinxed him for, you know, saying that at least he's having a crack and trying to engage with his fans. So hopefully, well, I don't know how the NRL will end up with this one. I know they're not particularly impressed, but he wasn't the driver. It's just more a bit of stupidity from a young bloke.
Looking forward to Dez's press conference ahead of the match against Manly later this week, though.
How short will it be, Mido? Can we put a stopwatch on it?
He won't elaborate much, will he?
Will he even mention, man? Will he go down the Kevy Walters path of, you know, not mentioning the opposition, or, you know, it will...
Who knows, mate? He could do anything. My favourite Dez story is when he started calling the referees Voldemorts.
How good was that? That makes me laugh. Those who shall not be named, the Voldemorts. That was classic. That and ripping the door off, you know. But in all honesty, he's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played a bit better. Again, they showed some spirit, a bit like South. But they're... Man, I didn't think they'd be as bad as they are.
How many years has he signed there, Danny? What's he, 3 years?
Good question. Good. I bet you there's a clause or two. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's, well, he wouldn't have gone there for a couple of years, you'd imagine. I'd have to research that. But yeah, it's going to be, I like what Dez brings to the game. I love what Ricky brings to the game. You know, these sort of hardened old coaches who, they get it, you know. And I like Dez press conferences, you almost need a translator or subtitle, don't you? Like, he deliberately talks in his hushed sort of mumbled tones and leaves large gaps between what he says, so you can't use his grabs for TV. So that the gaps in what in his sentences are too long to put on television, unless you somehow can speed up what he's saying. And he does it on, he knows. He does it on purpose.
Clever.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Enjoy the week.
See ya.